Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about Facebook, and I want to talk about the new report that's out that talks about the optimal Facebook posting practices for 2019. And the reason why I thought we should talk about this is because I think there's a lot of confusion out there in the world about whether or not Facebook is over. You know, is Facebook turning into Snapchat? No one's on Snapchat anymore. And by the way, if you are, leave me a comment somewhere, either on the podcast or on my Facebook page or Instagram, and tell me what you're doing on Snapchat, because I still can't figure it out. It's so random and strange. But anyway, and if they open it up, it needs to be a little bit more reach. It's too closed circuit. But anyway, so talking about Facebook posting practices for 2019, and the reason why we want to focus on Facebook is because 9 times out of 10, you know, the statistics on who's using Facebook are still pretty high. You know, you still have a lot of businesses, a lot of B2B, a lot of B2C. So B2B, business to business, B2C, business to consumer. And sometimes people don't know what those acronyms mean, but that's what it's doing. And that's what it's actually, the definition is. And so Facebook is one of the best tools. It's still one of the best tools. Yes, there are a lot of issues happening inside of it, whether or not your content is being seen organically, whether you have to pay for it. You know, there's just all these things. Your privacy was an issue. It was something that was made very public. You know, you had the Cambridge Analytica scandal that went on. I mean, I think when you're dealing with digital, social media, you're dealing with any of these things now online, I think it's safe to say that, you know, your privacy is no longer private. That doesn't exist anymore. And I think they're going to build a lot of rules around it, which they need to, because it's a little bit of the Wild West. A lot of rules have not been implemented, and a lot of the platforms are kind of operating on a, you know, day-to-day kind of thing. So now things have come full circle. But anyway, as we start to talk about why you should still be using Facebook and the best things to do on Facebook. So say you have a business page, and you know, this is true even for me. I mean, I noticed engagement has gone down. I'm not getting the same, you know, reactions or clicks or anything, but I am seeing some heavy duty traction inside of Facebook stories. And if you don't know what Facebook stories are, those are like the little boxes you're seeing at the top of your Facebook, you know, from the mobile view, you're seeing like these boxes with the plus. If you're looking to get your content out there, you're looking to put out a message, I would start playing inside of those. Those are very effective and you're getting a lot of numbers behind them. So I would start looking at that, Facebook stories, which was something I wasn't really planning on talking about, but I have to, because it's probably one of the better tools that have come out in the last couple of months with Facebook. So one of the reports, I mean, this is going back when, you know, into 2019, first out of the gate, what are the best things to be using on social media, specifically Facebook? So the number one thing I'm going to tell you, and this goes for actually all the platforms, is video. So your best format in producing anything is going to be video. So you're going to get 59% more engagement than any other post. So meaning like if you put up a question, if you put up a photo, if you put up some type of link, you're going to see more traction and more engagement coming from your video. So a quick tidbit on here, it says, you know, there's one statistic that comes from, you know, one of the best Facebook marketing experts ever. Her name is Mari Smith. She's saying that brands should be looking at a mix of 70% video posts and 20% image posts and 10% link posts. So, but video remains the highest, out of all of the platform, out of all of the different types of content you should be posting. So the second thing, that I find is also a mystery and a question, and everyone always asks, and different business owners ask, and I have marketing people ask me, and I have, you know, high-level executives asking me, and they're like, well, when's the best time? When should we be posting? And I think that is, with all of the new changes in the algorithm things that have happened, and, you know, we sound really like super smart when we say, oh, algorithms and blah, 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 data science and all this. I mean, yeah, but like, when can you just tell me when I can post, or when's the best time? Is any time a best time? And it looks like there are, you know, different time frames on when you should be posting. But there's one study out there that says the times outside of daily work hours perform best, right? So like that's kind of vague. But in other words, from 9 to 5, nothing's going on Facebook. As soon as you hit like 6 o'clock, 7 p.m., 8, 9, 10, 11, and you know, I think this is true, and this is based on like probably people's behavior. So like people are online at night just like scooting around. I know I am. And that's when you're going to see stuff. That's when you're going to explore, you know, and that's all from your mobile. I mean, that's also something huge we all have to factor in. You know, unless you're at your desk at work or you're at home paying your bills and you're on your desktop or your laptop, those might be the only times you actually get on a physical computer, because 9 times out of 10, you're mobile, you're on the phone, you know, you're on your cell phone. The second time, you know, like what types of days is it during the week? So if it's during the week, then it should be after work hours. And then believe it or not, the third thing is weekends see the most engagement. So a lot of people aren't posting on the weekends, but you probably should be, or schedule your content. If you're a business owner, if you're, you know, a project manager, whatever it is that you're doing using social media, and this is, you know, kind of cross-pollinates against and across all different industries. So it really doesn't matter. Like when I give you examples of who you are, like it from a business sense, it doesn't matter. This is like any business, any project, any role you play. So this is what I'm talking about, which is the third thing on how and what is working on Facebook. So weekends are seeing the most engagement. So just to recap, right from the top, we talked about video is the best performing post type. The second thing, evenings are the best times to post. And then weekends see the most engagement. So if you do later on the weekends and use video, you're winning. So I'd be interested to see, or if you do that, let me know, because I'd love to know, you know, if there's some type of difference happening for your brand. And then what about like text and copy? Like people are always asking, you know, should I write something long? Or is it brief? Like, is there a character limit? You know, that's the biggest question I always get. Like, what are the benchmarks? And here's the thing, everybody. There's no such thing as a benchmark inside of social media, because it's constantly changing. There is no playbook. I mean, you can definitely collect data from maybe the same industry and see what works best for certain types of businesses and do like a little comparative. But that's like, you know, unless you're hiring an agency to do that, you know, good luck with spending the time to do that. No one's got time to do that. So shorter posts perform better. Shorter descriptions produce better results on Facebook. So if you're going to go long, it doesn't always work. And so this is where it varies, because and this is where like your performance of certain types of content do better. So let's shift over to Instagram for a second. I have noticed lately, if you write longer content on Instagram, it seems to perform better. And that's still up in the air on like what the true formula is there. But Facebook is shorter. It's becoming shorter. And to me, Instagram seems to be doing better if you go longer on your content. So also, I did mention in this, Facebook stories, right? So we want to make sure, and there's, you know, Facebook stories don't have all the little tricks and like fun things that are inside of Instagram. But what Facebook has and Instagram doesn't have, you can link out through your Facebook story. And on Instagram, you can, but it's limited and it's a total bore. You know, like they have to fix the linking on everything. Like if I'm going to use these tools, I want to be able to link on Instagram in my caption. I want to link properly, not just to the page that's associated to it. And that's the only reason why I can use the link. I want to be able to use custom links everywhere. You know, on my other Instagram for one of the businesses I run, there is, a custom link does come up for it, but it's like, do you have it? Do you not have it? It's not consistent. And now there's all these different versions that have come out for people who are it's called like, I forget what it's called, like Creator Studio or something like that for Instagram. And it gives you all these little like extra bells and whistles, but it's not consistent across the board. Not everybody has it. So the only thing that that I think what they did correct, and it allows you to do anything you want, is Snapchat. Snapchat really messed this all up, because they did have the right formula, but they built it incorrectly, where like, if I'm on Snapchat, like I can't see anything. I don't know what my hemisphere looks like. You know, it's so closed off, and it's like, you know, you're forcing me to talk to people one-on-one. Like, I think they're ahead of the game where Facebook's trying to do that with the messaging apps. But at the same time, people in business want visibility. They don't want this like closed off proximity. Can't explain it. Like, it's really hard to explain what I'm saying, but this is the reason why no one's on Snapchat. So there has to be like, they have to break some type of barrier, some type of wall has to get broken down. But anyway, so we're talking about optimal Facebook posting practices for 2019. Number one, video, best performing post type. Number two, when's the best time to post? The best time to post are evenings. And so it looks like after 5 o'clock is your magic number. And third, weekends see the most engagement. Times outside of business hours see better responses, which is great. So if you're a business, whatever your project is, again, you know, test it. Post something on the weekend, see how it does. Because you know what? 9 times out of 10, people have more time to look at these things on the weekend. So if they're not being served up your content, then they're being served up someone else's content who's less important than you. So think about that. And then the last thing, shorter posts perform better. And this is, again, we're talking about Facebook. I mentioned Instagram. I am seeing that it looks like it's performing a little bit better. That is not like declared. It is not an official statement or anything. This is me testing and experimenting. And along with that, you know, I've been like revamping everything. I've actually, you know, changed a lot of my social platforms, because I'm trying to see like what's working better, what's next. There's a lot coming down the pike. There's so much coming down the pike. You know, it could all change tomorrow, and you know, they might ask us for payment to get onto these platforms tomorrow. You just don't know. So if you have access to this now, and you know, you don't have a big marketing budget, and you don't have people working for you that are, you know, doing your media, or you know, whether it's public relations, social media, all of that under one umbrella, you can get out there and you can do it yourself, and you can be very effective. And you know, there's a lot of details inside of all of this, like paid advertising and how does that work between Facebook, between Instagram. You know, is Twitter still in the game? Snapchat, they're in the game. They're trying to figure out how to stay in the game. And I'm sure they'll have like a renaissance moment. I definitely think they'll have a renaissance moment. Then you have all these other messaging apps and things that they're telling you where everyone's trying to go. But at the same time, I'm not buying that yet. So again, your number one element is video. So I would continue to invest in your content between photos and videos, and continue to put that out there. All right, guys. So thank you for joining me on this episode all about different things happening inside of Facebook and the best things that are performing. So next episode, we're going to get more into the world of media, the world of film. We're continuously talking about digital, but I'll leave you with this. Marketing, media, PR, all of these things, you know, there is no separation of any of it. And, you know, digital media, when we talk about digital media became the broadcasting platform on which all of those traditional pieces were being put through to get to consumers, right? So I've been saying this for years, like it was very interesting to learn how these platforms worked, how to get like the best out of them. But I think we have to remember that the traditional elements of everything, what you learned in college, or just being in the trenches as an entrepreneur or someone who's like been building out a project or a brand, traditional pieces are what you're trying to actually broadcast out. And that's what digital media does. Digital media, those are all the platforms. Those are all the assets and things like that. So I think it's important to kind of emphasize, you know, like marketing didn't change. Media, PR, all of those things didn't change. Film didn't change. Technology definitely changed. You know what I mean? Like the written word has not changed. How we interact socially, yes. I mean, behaviorally, it's changed because of technology. But at the same time, traditional things are still how we are conveying and interacting with one another. So I'll leave you with that. And if you have any thoughts, questions, feedback, or you have an idea for another episode and you want to talk about it, send me an email, margaret@margaretfontana.com. Leave me a comment. And also, if you're on iTunes, leave me a review. Thank you.